1590 WSMN presents Friends of Kevin Radio, hosted by Kevin Ouellette. Kevin is the founder of Friends of Kevin Networking, a unique networking group which brings together the business, nonprofit, and artistic communities. If you're an owner or manager looking to expand the traffic of your business or are looking to embark on a new career path, look no further than to Friends of Kevin Radio. Kevin will provide networking tips on social interactions and how you can properly utilize social media to highlight your portfolio. Everyone's a friend on Friends of Kevin Radio on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk. Now here's your host, Kevin Ouellette.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. For more information about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to learn how I can promote your business to my over 8,000 social media connections, please check out friendsofkevin.com or become a fan on Facebook at facebook.com/friendsofkevin. And speaking of my friends, I'm now joined by my friend Angela Hughes. Angela's going to talk a little bit about her nonprofit in this segment. Angela, welcome to Friends of Kevin Radio Show.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be on the show. Thanks.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time on this snowy day to come on. So why don't we start at the beginning? How did you start this idea?
Well, we've actually had our nonprofit for over 10 years. It started when my kids were younger. We were putting together school kits for Africa and hygiene kits. And then over time, we became incorporated with the IRS, a 501c3, and we've just kind of been building ever since off of disasters. And we've mostly been in kind of the hygiene kit business, where business, so to speak, I guess, where, you know, there's disasters and we go out to the community and people are really generous and they like to donate soap and toothbrushes and towels and everything. And they feel like it's a little safer than cash, I guess. And we
sure.
compile these kits together and ship them off all over the world. And for instance, for Hurricane Sandy, we just had over probably $30,000 and
wow.
soft goods come in for that. And so it's been a popular thing, and we've been doing it long enough that people know we do it. And, you know, this last drive with the hurricane, it came from all over the nation, which was really exciting.
That is really cool. Now, how are the youth involved then?
Well, the youth, basically the youth run it. I've got four children, and they're just learning organizational skills, and they're inviting their friends and their families to get
That's
involved.
Really cool.
And the kids are the ones that put it together, and you know, we're the directors behind it, but hopefully, you know, they're gaining skills and moving forward with it.
I love that idea a lot, Angela, because one of the challenges I see is if you're not taught to volunteer and make a difference when you're younger, it's so hard when you get older. You know, people are like, you know, I want to get involved in this cause or that cause, but they don't know how to do it. Where, you know, they see so many great young kids, you know, really taking a lead, like you're